You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap from the SBS newsroom for this Tuesday, the 31st of May 2022. Later, China starts reopening ever so slowly after those COVID lockdowns in this latest outbreak, but shares fall. Why? We'll tell you in a few moments. But first, there is 1 month to go until the end of the financial year, so it's now time to get your tax affairs in order. But there may be a bit of confusion given many of us are working from home. So what can and what can't you claim? For more, I spoke with Eleanor Kasapidis. She's a tax expert at CPA Australia. Eleanor, with 1 month to go until the end of the financial year, I guess it's time to get tax ready. More of us are working from home, so that may pose some tax deduction questions. So can we go through the do's and don'ts? What are some of the things some people may think that they can claim but actually can't, given that they're working from home instead of the office?
It's been a challenge the past 2 years with everyone working from home. So a lot of the things that their bosses used to provide in the office, people are now paying for those things at home. Tim Tams, for example, yoga classes, that sort of thing. And they're thinking, perhaps I can claim this on my tax return. The answer, unfortunately, is no, you can't. And they're the sorts of things that people do get confused about. What's important to remember is it has to be connected to earning your income. You need to have a receipt to show that you've actually spent the money, and you need to be able to show to the ATO that you've got those expenses covered and that they are connected.
Okay. But given that you are working from home, though, what can you claim?
Oh, just so there is a shortcut method, which is the easiest one for a lot of people. So by keeping a diary, you've got an all-inclusive 80 cents per hour for each hour that you work from home. That includes your furniture, your electronics, your telephone expenses, and all of those running costs. Alternatively, you can keep a record if you've bought a lot of expensive furniture, and you can claim that with other methods as well. So basically anything that's connected with your work.
The ATO has said a couple of weeks ago that for taxpayers not to double dip their deductions this tax time, right? That's one of the things they're keeping an eye on. What exactly does that mean?
When you use one of their methods, like the shortcut method for work from home expenses or the cents per kilometre method for car expenses, it actually covers a whole lot of things. Now, what people are doing is they're claiming that amount, but some of those things that are covered, they're also claiming again at another part of their tax return. So they're effectively double dipping. The other thing is that where your employer reimburses you, you're not out of pocket at all, but people are still trying to claim those as a deduction as well. They're the things the ATO is looking at.
And just finally, you know, with a month to go exactly until the end of the financial year, what should we start doing now to be ready for tax time?
Most of us are not good at record keeping, so you need to drag out those receipts from the shoebox or your apps, wherever they may be kept, and get ready. Make an appointment with your tax agent if you want to get some advice about what you can and can't claim. And also think about next year. That shortcut method for working from home ends on the 30th of June. So from the 1st of July, if you're working from home, you've got to get your record keeping 100%.
Eleanor Kasapidis from CPA Australia. Now to the Australian share market, which fell, the S&P ASX 200 down 1% to 7,211. That's despite an increase in the oil price as more sanctions are placed against Russian oil and as China's economy begins to reopen ever so slowly as some of those COVID restrictions are eased. For more, I spoke earlier with Stuart Roberts from Stocks Down Under. Stuart, the market's down today despite China relaxing some COVID restrictions, which should, I guess, technically be good for the market. Why?
Well, there's concerns that a month from now or 2 months from now, central banks around the world will be increasing interest rates again. So no one wants to get too excited about what could just end up being a bear trap where the market rallies a little bit. Having said that, we had some great moves in some of the oil stocks, oil and gas stocks, for example, you know, because of these moves in Europe on energy. And I think that trend will be with us for a while. You're starting to see some serious shortages of gas on the east side of the country coming into winter. And that's going to be great for companies like Santos, for example.
So given the market's still worried about rising interest rates, we're in a higher inflationary environment, Where do you think the opportunities then lie for investors if what you're saying is true, that the market's trying to not get caught in this bear rally?
Very much commodities. The world is short just about every commodity. Now, there'll be down days and up days, but it doesn't matter what it is across the spectrum. You're seeing shortages begin to show up, either because of underinvestment in the case of coal or natural gas, or because of high underlying demand. For instance, the reopening of China has got to be good for lithium, for example, as the world's largest processor of lithium for vehicle batteries, for example. So that's a theme that I think will play itself out over the next couple of years until inflation gets really under control.
Stuart Roberts there from Stocks Down Under.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.